Can you all of you imagine that that you could have a mad scramble and probably even build a world-class organization with a purple-dyed, petrified dinosaur turd as the prize, and people would fall all over themselves to get it? Or a toilet plunger with four feathers coming out of the side of it? Can you all imagine that that could have more meaning than anybody's ever really gained in their whole life? Under the right circumstances? Because everybody understood what value that has, right? What in the end has that much value?
President's Club?
That's awesome. But do you think everybody esteems being in the President's Club?
No, I think it's freedom.
How about a car and a home?
You're right. To most people, that's true. Would anybody else have a perspective that if you were to achieve that, you would say, man, that is the thing? So we got President's Club and a car and a home, which I, by the way, I think are awesome answers. But is there anything else?
Freedom.
And how would you define that freedom? When you reach that point, or when you saw somebody who was at that point, what would be the definition? How would you know that they were there?
They're pouncing their 5 foot.
So, if you were, as a team, to try to build and design the effort to get there, and give the award once you got there, what would that look like?
It would have five pillars on it and say Consultant of the Year.
And how would you make it so that people would absolutely fall all over themselves to want that?
Send them around the world, wine and dine them, have them meet the president.
For that individual, that's a big deal. But remember our basic premise that says it matters most when what?
There's a fact check involved?
Number of people agree on it. Would you agree to that?
I agree on that.
Am I coming across okay?
A little bit.
I'm dialing in on a landline so I can clear up that problem. How many of you like being stretching your brains this far every week? Sandy, are you with us?
Oh, I talked to Sandy, and she's not going to be able to make it because she and her husband had to run some equipment back to out of town somewhere.
Okay. All right, I'll be back, guys. Hello, Jerry here.
Hey, Jerry, come on in.
Hello. Get back.
I'm back already, huh?
That's still gooder.
Jerry, what are you getting to, buddy?
Give us some more clues. Hello. Jerry, you there?
Was.
What is he trying to make us answer here?
Well, he was talking about the team. Is it more important if we do things as a team? Is it of more value? Is that why people in the military will die, because they're part of a team?
I think, yeah, but he's asking us what is it that Nikan has that we are all willing to die for?
I think that's pretty much, Maria, what you were saying, that's an aspect of it, that's part of it, but...
No, what's the ribbon that Nikan has?
The ribbon that Nikan has is the lifestyle of your dream. You can walk away from your job and live the lifestyle. That's part of it.
Like getting mama back home with the kids and then dad.
So the ribbon may be different for different people, but he wants something that we all can agree on.
Yeah. It's your dreams. Whatever your dream
is. Maybe it's the ability to have your dream come true, and not necessarily the same dream, but everybody has the ability to have their dreams come true with this.
I think we found the ribbon.
Together as a team.
I think we found the ribbon.
Yeah.
I almost locked myself out of my house.
Is there a financial number that would be a good average for people? I mean, $5,000 a month, or that would allow people to have that mom come home, have a lot of those dreams?
Well, I was listening to Dennis Estes has a new ABC little call on his thing, and they had a doctor on there, and they were asking him. Actually, they made a statement.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time.
Please
find your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 222-1.
Okay.
Oh, that's not me.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch
222-1. Somebody three-way that in.
Get back in.
Okay, I'm aboard.
Okay, me too. So this doctor said, he goes, I know what, Dennis asked him what is a good amount of income that people would like to see extra in their check. And his doctor said, a lot of people say a couple thousand dollars extra a month is good, but he goes, for me, $20,000 extra is what I'd like. So, like you say, it depends on the individual.
Yeah. But I do agree, we need to have these important ribbons, these important things that we all agree on and we all celebrate to the hilt every step of the way when somebody gets there. And being... with the team.
That's right. And I vote against the feathers coming out of the thing that Jerry was talking about.
Plunger?
The plunger.
Yeah.
That's for great mastodon hunters.
If we
had a mastodon, we could go get it.
One thing that they are giving a ribbon for now is the trip.
Orlando.
And that certainly has me motivated. I want to get the package, the two tickets, the hotel room, That's the bonus. That's the ribbon that pushes me, and I'm excited about sharing with other people, and other people are excited about it.
We're excited about that, too.
Okay.
We were just talking about it tonight, how excited we were. Yeah, I'm excited. I had to get off the phone there for a second and handle some puppy matters. Did Jerry get back on yet?
No, well, Tracy's trying to call him right now.
Huh.
You guys listened to Wolfgang's $100,000 a month tapes?
You what?
Said,
yeah.
Wolfgang, when he talks about putting together a team from brand new. And when he does that, he goes through a talk about team must have a common goal. And if you don't have a common goal, the team is not a team.
Oh, why don't you hold on a second and we'll call you on your landline.
That makes sense?
It does.
Yes.
And what he talks about is that he took his whole team to a high rope seminar.
Oh.
You've heard of that, right?
Right.
And one of the exercises, you know, they go up in the air and they have to jump across
somebody came
a tower or something.
Verizon.
Do you have Verizon?
To break over their fears.
For team building,
they have a big wall that everybody has to go over as a team, or the team can't win.
Have to call you on your home phone.
So they had to figure out how to get everybody over the wall, not just the easy ones. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So some get over easy, but as a team, we all have to agree to get his whole team was to get to diamond level.
Mm-hmm.
So they did everything to help everyone get to the diamond level.
Yeah, I heard about how they did that, too, and it was actually pretty cool. How'd they do it? Say there were six or eight of them, and one would live here, one lived there, one lived there, one lived there. All of them would get together, go to one guy's neighborhood, meet up at his house, say, okay, for the next week, we're going to go get names and numbers just for you and do all the ABCs in the next week just for you. And then they would go the next week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And they would rotate everybody out, and they would continue to do that over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
I'm going to put you on hold. Jerry wants me to three-way him in, so I'll be right back.
Well, two things about that is, one, you're going to get help, but the other, if all of you were going to come and help me 1 week, I would have a lot of people lined up. It would really motivate me to get my ducks in a row so that when you came, you wouldn't be twiddling your thumbs wondering what to do.
Well, not only that, but when you're getting new people involved, look at how effective that's going to be at showing that, hey, look, we're doing this as a team. You're not going to be by yourself, and a lot of people don't want to do stuff by themselves. And that would be a great way to show it. That's why Wolfgang got so wealthy so quick, I think, was because he did that. I mean, multiply your efforts by six. For your front line, not in your down line, just for your front line. I mean, you grow so fast.
So if we all think about what Wolfgang had in mind there, what would be your ultimate goal that you'd want for yourself, but you think would be something everybody else would like to achieve also? What would that goal be? Chuck, are you still there?
I'm thinking.
Okay, it's awful silent out there.
Yeah, I didn't know who you were asking. This is Eric. Is Chuck even on the call?
Well, it's for everybody to answer. What is most important for you to achieve? But also, what do you think the team should achieve?
I think platinum is a real key, because at platinum, people get their car, their house, they have a good income, they get special treatment when they go to any NECAN event, their hotel rooms are paid for, they get
that's
the dinners.
Club.
Yeah, Platinum President's
Club. It's not just Platinum.
You're right, it's not just Platinum. You've got to be in the President's Club. So that's certainly one that I'm excited about.
Okay, what if we take it one step higher, though? Say if we said Diamond was most important, because that allows the people that we bring in to reach the Platinum level.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking Diamond for everybody else, not just for me.
Yeah, okay.
Which would obviously, yeah, then I would be Royal Diamond.
Okay. It's Royal Diamond, I love it. But as a group, we do need to agree on what the value is and what the reason we're here together.
Oh, dial tone.
Why we exist.
Why do we exist in Nietzsche? Why did everybody...
So
I think that reason you originally signed up for changes a lot as you kind of progress and mature in the company.
Why did you guys join this call?
All right.
For accountability on myself. To learn more, to work as a team, because I heard that Pathfinder calls help people build their empire, and it's been proven effective with, you know, the Texas calls, Terry Latham and Rick Murphy.
Please come in on.
I tried calling Jerry, and he's like, I wasn't getting through to him.
Okay, I'm here.
There he is.
Yay! We've been discussing your topic, and we haven't really come up with anything, so we need some more clues.
What? Oh, we could tell you in later. I thought we came up with this idea.
We did. Okay. We
now
came up with that everyone has to agree on something of value. And that we need the common goal, get over the wall. Wolfgang, it was for everybody to be a diamond. And so we were thinking that would be pretty swift.
It could also be your ability to accomplish whatever dreams you have and visions. And then we decided that, well, there's a new ribbon out right now that Nikon's put up is our... convention tickets.
Yeah, if it meant something as a group, how do you make it mean something to the group?
Because we're all going to party together.
But yeah, that's partly on the right track. That's one way to look at it.
Because the group that succeeds together and goes through the trenches together is always going to be a stronger unity than the group that has their hands held through everything.
If this makes any sense to you, life and goals and the quality of life is easier sometimes and more rich during adversity than it is during plenty.
Oh, yeah.
Self-worth is easier to define during rough times than it is when everything's going smoothly. Wouldn't you say that's true, Kim?
I'm sorry, I'll have to repeat it, Jerry. I wasn't focused
on. That's why I asked that, because I knew I stated it in such a way that no one would have said anything but, what the heck did he just say? Here's the question again. It is easier to have a high quality life, or to have more self-esteem, more appreciation for your abilities when the times are difficult and you're overcoming them, than they are when you are in the times there are plenty and you can't figure out what to do next. Here's an example. In our society, did you all notice that just before 9/11, there was a bunch of selfish people and greed was the order of the day,
and there was a sense of loneliness, and why do we keep doing this? And after 9/11, people pulled together. Anybody notice that?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Huh? Big time, especially in the military.
And was it... It was easier at that point to jump into a world-changing, I want to be a part, let me at them, than it is during times when everything is going well, right? Because everybody knows what the foe is. Why do you think everybody talks about the weather? Because everybody's experiencing the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Universal to everybody in that region. It's something you know that when you bring it up, that other people are going through that same thing with you at the same time. It's one of those great things that people yearn for. Now, as leaders in your NECAN business, people will want to join you if they can see that you are crossing a threshold, climbing a mountain, making it happen, far more than if you just say to them, you'll be rich, or you'll be free. Freedom doesn't mean much to people who have been free for a long time.
It means a lot to me, Jerry.
What's that? It
means a lot to me.
A whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And does it mean as much now as it would have before 9/11? Or does it mean as much now as it would have before you had four girls and a wife? You just took it for granted, right?
Yeah, you do. You definitely do.
So what I'm doing is I'm playing a game of psychology, of coaching psychology. Not the type of psychology you learn about in books. The type of psychology you learn about when you're overcoming adversity, when you're creating a new level, an exciting place to go. And there are two ways in which people band together. One of them is to overcome a common foe. And the other one is to experience the exhilaration of crossing thresholds. Is everybody with me on those two points?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
And experiencing the exhilaration of crossing thresholds has the double advantage of being positive and going to a more positive place on purpose. But it is more difficult to define why it's important to go across that threshold. Wouldn't you all agree?
Yeah. Yes.
We are currently right now going through a time in our society where people are finding it more difficult to believe that their salary is going to cover their mortgage payments. Have you noticed that in anybody's surroundings?
Yes.
Are people getting more nervous?
Yes.
So I did all of that to set you guys up for this one major question.
All right.
And that is, we are in a moment in time where we could literally walk down the street and pluck them off of trees and pull in prospects so incredibly fast and feed the engine for this thing in large measure because it's right at the tip of their tongue. It's right on the front of their mind all the time is the specter of losing everything they've ever saved for. So if that's true, and people are afraid of rejection, now is the time to change your perception of what that rejection might be. And what are we going to change it to? And what are some ideas that all of you will come up with to take a society that's wandering around scared, directionless, and somewhat hopeless, and providing them with an answer
a point of salvation, what points could you bring up? What kind of, if we were going to write down a series of points that would knock them into getting their attention and have them excitedly start to work with you to accomplish something, what are some of those points that we would put on that recruiting message? Is that clear enough?
That's good. Let us think a minute. I just have found my intent when I talk to people has really changed over the last couple of months. And I'm getting different responses, and I'm just happier in what I'm doing. And that's what I have been focusing on. And I don't know if I have the right words, but I am offering people a chance to be in control, to work from home, and to have whatever kind of income they want and to have their dreams.
Why do you believe it now differently than you did a couple months ago?
I came to a point that was just very, very difficult for me because I felt like I didn't want to do this business if I had to drag people along. I didn't want to do it if I had to do everything for everybody. And so it just all of a sudden I became aware of what I really wanted was leaders who I could just join hands with and we're going to do it together. And that would be fun. I'm going to help get them started, but then they're going to fly on their own, and I'm going to cheer any one of them who wants to be a raw diamond before me. So my focus is not on just helping people, it's on attracting those leaders who are going to take this thing to the top.
I think that's an interesting perspective. I appreciate that. That's awesome. Russell.
That is awesome.
Russell.
Yep.
If I was to say that we now have, let's say we were coaching and you had full ride scholarships, but in this case, we're going to say that you now have 100 little passes that you can supply to someone that says, if you make it through the qualification process, we will supply your family an additional $50,000 a year for the next 10 years for an additional 3 hours of work. Let's say an additional 10 hours of work a week will give them $50,000 a year for 10 years. What would you feel like offering that to other families?
A good feeling, yes.
Who would be on the list if you had 100 of them to give away?
Start with people you really want to be with.
Melody?
Yes.
Same question. What would you feel like if you could give 100 people $50,000 a year for the next 10 years if they qualify and they work an additional 10 hours a week? What would you feel like?
That you had something to offer and it wasn't anything to do with you. It's can you make it? Can you do this? And if not, I'm going to go find the next person who can. So you don't have to feel like they're not doing you a favor. You're offering them something incredible.
So I picked up something there. What is your perception of rejection with that offer?
There is none because you're rejecting an offer and there's someone next door that is willing to pick it up.
Why don't you feel that there's any rejection?
Because, well, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting, or they're missing out. They're not rejecting you. They're missing out. If you looked at it a different way, like, you know, you just had money to hand out, and they're like, I'm not taking that money. You know, the next person does. It's not, it somehow it distances you from it. When you have an idea that what you have is really cool, and if you're not interested in it, there's somebody who will be. And in fact, if you're not interested, you know, I don't want to have to convince you.
Good. Kim, would there be any fear in making that offer to those 100 people?
No. But my thought was that I would be giving them an offer of hope. Then they were going to either choose to rise to that challenge, or they were not, but it wouldn't be directed at me, so the rejection wouldn't be personal. And so, no, then you wouldn't have the fear of doing it.
So why will your downline, when you start them, have a fear of me, Ken, but they wouldn't have a fear of this scenario?
No.
No?
Am I afraid they would have a fear of me, Ken, but not that scenario?
I'll tell you what, just from my personal experience,
mm-hmm.
your downline, 99.9% of them will have a fear of rejection when sharing the can with friends, but they wouldn't have a share of, a fear of rejection in this offer.
Oh,
what's
not
the difference?
Rejection is the devil playing tricks with us.
So is that because we're emotionally tied to Nikan? Is that, what is it? What is the difference there?
I think is that is the offer not coming directly from me. It was coming, I mean, that particular offer was coming from somebody else, and I was the spokesman giving that offer. So is it actually me?
Oh, that's a good point. I want you to remember that. Exactly. So keep that in your pocket. Chuck and Tracy, let's start with Chuck. What is the difference? Why is a person fearful when they're offering me can, but they wouldn't be fearful in this offering?
I think they would not be fearful in this offering because it's the like the ribbon out there is a qualification. It's like, am I good enough to qualify rather than whatever Nikan is?
BC, what do you think?
Hanging out there. Actually, it's 2 carrots. It's an award, and can you do it?
Good. Let's keep that in mind. Tracy, what do you think? Why is there fear?
I think, what did you say?
As long as you understand the question, go for it.
Well, the difference between me sharing me can or sharing, hey, here's $50,000 a year if you put $10 or put 10 hours in a week, right?
Yes.
The difference between the two? I think it's probably maybe easier to say, here's, you know, you put in 10 hours a week and do your part, you know, this is the payoff, dude. And if you want to take it, let's run with it. If you don't, you know, on to the next, you know, on to the next one. With sharing me can, I probably get in the way too much and say too much, or do I have that belief system myself?
I think I think you just said it's because we, with Nikan, there's so much that we want to tell them about it.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a simple little package.
That's huge. Keep that in mind. Who's writing these down? We got 2 now. There are 3 now that we wanted to write down. So See if we can review them before we lose
them. I don't have Tim. I have the belief system, I have clarity of vision and package, but I don't have what Tim had. I don't remember what that one was.
Do I remember what I had?
I told you to remember.
I know you did. I think the offer that was coming was not coming directly from me. It was something that was written. It was directional.
Good.
Say it again so I can write it down.
It's not coming directly from her.
The offer wasn't coming directly from me. It was an offer that was written, and I was kind of the messenger to give the offer to them.
Messenger. Okay.
You guys have almost wrapped this up better than any group I've ever seen before. Do you feel it? It's time to put the bow on this thing. Who's getting hit with a revelation here?
Messenger.
All these points are important. Clarity of purpose, succinct, agreed upon, universal. All of you see that and feel that that offering stated in that way has value, right?
Yes, indeed.
Not only do you see that it has value, but what do you think in terms of your preconceived notions,
it's not getting in the way.
Will it have a value to the people you bring it up to?
I can just see and say, is that all I have to do for $57? 10 hours a week? Are you sure?
I keep thinking that it's clear cut. Everything they know, if they do this, this is what they're going to get. There's no questions of what they have to do to get to that point.
Brilliant, Kim. Brilliant.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
What do those 10 hours consist of?
Does it matter?
Advocate, Tracy.
Does it matter? Would people still have their interest peaked even if they don't know what they'd be doing? Would they sit down and listen?
Oh, totally. I would. I would.
Okay, Russell?
Yeah.
Why is it universal? Why do you think all the people on this call got that and they perceive that the people they talk to will get it automatically too?
The emotional level that goes with it.
Okay, the conviction of the presenter?
Yes.
Good, there's something else that caused everybody to grow up to have that belief system. What is it?
Feelings.
Feelings, that's an interesting statement, Chuck. What are you saying by that?
The team agreed on it.
Well, the team agreed on it. That's an interesting statement, too.
When the offer was put out there, it felt like I could do 10 hours a week, and I feel like I'd want to make $50,000 a year. What do I have to do?
You said the same word a couple times in two different sentences. What was that word?
I felt.
The word is two letters long and starts with a D. What would I have to do? And all of that comes because of conditioning. You ever hear the old statement that says, if you want to be successful, look at what 98% of the population is doing and do the opposite?
Yeah.
What you're describing now is a group of people who over the last 100 years have been conditioned to do because you said that the results will be there. You assured them they get paid. They all think like employees, right? Everybody seeing that picture?
And that's what, because that's what we're all used to.
It's what you're conditioned to believe. Exactly. But if somebody was conditioned to believe something else, completely different, that's why people strap bombs on their chest and blow themselves up. They believe something because they were conditioned to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
We just listened to a tape series. Do you remember what Richard Brooke was saying about what he was saying about what babies, how many Republican babies are there? How many Democrat babies are there?
There aren't any.
However many, oh, I was going to say, how, okay. That's probably.
Did they become that later on?
Because of how many Republican parents there are?
That's exactly right. So it's conditioning. I want you to answer this question in your own mind. How many, well, I guess we all agree, right, that it would be a simple thing to do to go out and offer those interviews to people for those $50,000 slots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be your responsibility to get that person to show up for the interview?
That's invite. It's your responsibility to invite.
That's right. That's it. You give them the details of where and when to meet. That's all your responsibility is in that situation. Does everybody see how that could be possible?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it your job? Is it your responsibility to cut their food, chew it, and digest it for them?
Sometimes.
And in this particular offering, it is absolutely not. You just say, there is an option, show up at this place at this time. If you qualify, these are what the results are. Or if you want to make it even more realistic, you could say, if you qualify, you'll be thrown into a pool of people, and out of that group of people, there will be, would they still be interested in looking?
Yeah,
sure.
Would they be interested in qualifying? So here's a $64,000 question. If that's easy for all of you to do, if we were able to hypnotize you tonight and you believed that there was that much value in Nikan, do you see how it would be easy to bring it up with everybody?
Mm-hmm.
And if we did that, what would we have to erase in your memory to make you present it in that way? What conditioning causes you to believe that you would be rejected with Nikan, but it doesn't cause you to believe that you would be rejected with the other offering?
Well, somehow with Nikan we own the results. Is that because, you know, it's ours and we like it and we love it and we want you to believe it too? Or?
Who taught you that? That was a bad thing?
Well, no. It isn't, but if we're, you know, offering something we love and they say no, then perhaps we would feel rejected.
We allow ourselves that way.
Hmm?
What's that, Marion?
In the past, I've allowed myself to want to please everybody, and so if they don't agree with me, I have allowed myself to think I'm not in the popular circle or whatever.
You're IMing.
But
exactly.
Yeah. But what we should think is that what we love has so much value that if you don't like it, you aren't who we are. And we don't want to go after somebody who's going to reject it, so okay, bye, because what we have is valuable. That would be a better focus. Even if we did love it and we were emotionally tied to it, it has value, and
your
rejection wouldn't be personal.
Yeah.
So here's an interesting scenario. You got a tribe of people. The dam has just broken. They believe that they need to stay in the lowlands because that's where their ancestral, their ancestors are buried. You know the flood is coming. You need to transmit the value to them, but their traditional belief systems don't want to accept those values. Can you see a frustration developing? So you keep pushing and pulling and they don't get it. But if all of you were able, both in yourself and in the people you bring into Niken, to come up with a belief system that you were offering something that had the same value or greater value of working 10 hours a week to get $50,000 a year, how many of you would be a mega monster in a year?
Yeah.
Who would be President's Club and the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Once you change your mind, start the clock. Until you change your mind, you have to wait till somebody gives you the offering to do so that you can have. So let me state it another way. Once you become, once you be, you will automatically do, and as a consequence, you'll have. You're just missing one step. So as a group, if you agree as a group with the safety in numbers, that without doubt, you could all imagine this almost like those, the one Sunday night TV show where they go in and rebuild somebody's house. Do you have a perceived value as a team that would have value to the person you're providing for? And there's only so many you can do, and there's only so many slots. That's why everybody perceives there would be value. As a team here, if you perceive there would be value, I'm building you up to believe that wouldn't, if you really, really, really could grasp the value that all nine families on this could become absolutely free at minimum $50,000 additional a year doing 10 or 11 hours a week at Niken, because you purposed it from the beginning, what could you turn around and give away? The knowledge and understanding of how to do that again with anybody who chose to join you, right?
That's right.
Who disagrees with that?
Not me.
But without that, you're battling against all those years of conditioning that say, tell me what to do so that I can have, and you'll never move forward. But if you all believe that you can see that you can be a reciprocal, that you own, that you are free. We got this. Give me the ball, coach. I got this nailed. You can count on me. Give me the ball when it's the right time to take that last shot. I got this. I'm over the $50,000 hump in our year. We own it. We got it. We nailed it. Regardless of what gets in our way, we've got this thing humming. You can use small little steps along the way to measure it. Your creativity will fill in every blank along the way. But you must agree back and forth that it has incredible value
above and beyond all the negatives and the preconditioning that you've ever had. Wouldn't you all agree?
Yes. Yep.
If you created that value within this team, accomplished that within this team, and everybody on the team believes it to be 100% true that you can nail this thing through the eyeball of an ice pick, and then you accomplished it, what would you be like?
Unbeatable. Unstoppable.
I was just going to say unstoppable.
Would be unstoppable. Yeah. It would not be what you would do. Do doesn't matter. Do becomes small. Do becomes insignificant. You would be unstoppable. Any ideas?
Yeah, we could all be President's Club members.
Do you guys see how I keep coming back and hammering this, even if it's not on Rick's stuff? Do you know why? Does anybody sense what my theme is that's just recurring over and over again right now?
The theme is, do it as a team.
Be a team.
R. My belief system is absolutely this. If you guys can become a unified mass of believers that says, we got this nailed. Here's what I absolutely believe to be completely true. Once you believe it, 1 year from now, none of you will have any outside employment. And 5 years from now, none of you would be making less than $40,000 a month. I know that so deep, it's, I can feel it resonating in my toenails.
Let's do it, team. Let's be.
There's got to be a gut-level grit determination to break something, to break the mold, to break the hold, to break that little, as Richard Brooke was telling you, how do you tether an elephant?
Yep.
With a piece of string.
Let that baby go.
How many of you are tied to a post with a piece of string?
Lots of stupid string, Jerry.
If you could prove together that you could all find one person a month who does $100, who could find one person a month who does $100, anything that you choose, once you own it, once you absolutely believe it as a crew, it is finished. Pretty famous words. Anybody ever read those before?
I think that was Jesus.
And isn't that weird? That would be the way to start, not to finish. When he said, it is finished, it was the start of everything.
It sure was, wasn't it?
When you say, it is finished, we got this handle. We are then it begins to be done.
Or
so what is it that this group wants? Is it the $40,000 a month? Is it one person a month? Just one who gets one person a month? What jumps out at you that that's what I want to own?
Well, you could go around that one forever, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
There's the problem. because one of you will see it very clearly. But you have to sell it. Here's another thing you're going to learn about putting your teams together. Learn it very clearly now. You all remember all of the TV shows where you watch the football team or the basketball team that's always been defeated. And the new coach comes in and all he does is just kind of rub their face in the dirt. When does it change? When everybody agrees on the mountain. And it's not done by the coach. The coach sets up the scenario. The coach makes the fertile ground. The athletes see the vision. They become. And then it's done. And everything becomes a joyous endeavor in the path of trying to accomplish. And clearly, not trying, they will. They are on path. It is done. We are. And as a result of are, you now are in an entirely different vibrational plane, and you enjoy every moment of all of the sacrifice, every effort, everything you learn, everything you share becomes incredibly sweeter because you are with your people. Have you ever heard anybody say that Nikan is more than magnets and money?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right now you're experiencing in these concepts why I do Nikan. And it's beyond the sense of freedom. Dave Johnson had a CD one time. Said, how tall does a tree grow? As tall as it can. And human beings are the only animals that do less than they can. Because they're susceptible to conditioning. Little kids, how many of them believe they can't? So you guys see the stakes are very high here, but the rewards are incredible. Incredible beyond our wildest imaginations. The quality of lives that we're about to lead as we step into this. Does it matter that we have some goal set? Well, the goal is going to become, can you each, as work together to create the community so that you all become a sense of understanding within that community? Eric, is there something that happens to graduates of basic training? Do they become a part of a unique core of people?
You're asking me yes or no?
No, do they become that? Yes or no, yeah.
In a big way. In fact, 99.9% of everybody during graduation gets teary-eyed and goosebumps, and, it's very emotional, very, very emotional.
Because you just, day in and day out, all your time is spent on saying, this matters. It must matter because that great big stupid looking guy with a shaved head has given me all kinds of grief about it.
Yeah,
it's in your face. It's over and over. And we just listened tonight. You know, Andre and Marina are not on this call, and it's really bugging me. Because once you all pull together, you will be together on these calls. You're too many individuals trying to do it independently. As a result, you all feel like you're standing out in the middle of the intersection in your underwear and people are going by honking and laughing at you.
That's like...
Does it matter to any of you whether you're all free in a year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Does it matter enough to just drive the stake and it's done? That's the question at hand. And if it does, I want you to start journaling. I want you to start imagining what happens when you cross that threshold as a group. It doesn't matter all that much which mechanism you use. The mechanism cannot be defined until the intent is there. Anybody go through humans being more training?
Yep.
This is all about intent. Russell?
He's here. I'm unmuted.
What is the intent that I've been talking about all night?
In your game. Intent is
doing what, Russell?
Say it again?
No, I didn't hear it because I was yapping. What was your answer?
Be part of the team and have your purpose.
Exactly. We want to become members of an elite group that does something that's never been done before. On purpose, you see the vision, you accomplish it, you fulfill your part, you bring it and offer it in front of the other group, the rest of the group, you decide, it shall be done. Don't worry about me, I got mine covered.
Yeah, I saw something up that really inspired me. In Spokane, they have what's called an Agora Award for different size businesses, different kinds of businesses. And the people who won those awards were asked this week what two things helped them to be the most successful in their size business. And again and again, what came up was failure. I failed enough times to be successful. And it just freed me. I thought, wow, I can go out there and fail too and be successful. Just taking the reins away, I don't have to hold myself back because of fear.
I want you guys to do an anonymous ballot here before we get to our next week, and we'll do another reading and stuff. And I don't know why I get on these rampages. I suppose I just, you guys have, you blessed me beyond what you'll ever know. But in this ballot, what I want you to do is I want you to state your perception separately. I want you to state what is your perception of success. If you think about a group of nine people who come together and start on a given day and they have 30 days, 90 days, a year, whatever, what would your perception of success be? Well, I'll give you a little tighter parameters. We're finding our way here. And I know that what you're about to develop as a group, if you choose to engage, if you choose to work through it, and as we begin to agree upon it, is going to set in motion a 90-day period that will match up with Niken's rhythm of the business that we can propagate for generation after generation after generation because we know the steps to provide it so the teams can discover and have an increasingly strong belief system. What is success? What do you perceive in all this discussion that we've had would be success? If you sat back at the end of it, at that 90-day period, and say, this group of people accomplished this, and so I know in my heart of hearts that we had realistic, powerful, and then reproducible success. And I want to know what each one of you thinks is that level of success after a 90-day period. Let's say we started next week with a concerted effort to accomplish or to work toward that point of success. If you have that vision of the point of success as a whole, then you can have failure after failure after failure after failure, but you still have a direction to shoot for in terms of that success. I just want to see how broad how wide your belief systems are from one another. And I want the one that you really, really, really visualize is that it's realistic. I believe this group could do this in 90 days with every single person on the group accomplishing it. What is that called? What is success? What do you visualize? What's in your head? Y'all got that? You take those dumb things I told you where you all just got kicked out of Nikan and do a reply on your Nikan deal and tell me what you think. Give me your vote. I will compile them and I'll share with you next week what people are seeing in their mind's eye as we go through this. And I think it's going to be a very interesting result, don't you all?
Mm-hmm. Now, 90 days from today.
If we chose to start next week, 90 days from that point, what do you gut level feel like would be success in your mind as a group? You said, we did it. We got them all done. It's a good stretch. It's inspiring. We nailed it. It's meaningful. What is that to you? Everybody clear on that? All right, we've got something coming up in Spokane this weekend. Everybody's going to be there. It's free.
Party. Sorry.
Yeah, and guess what? Each of the pieces is free for your prospects. Do not miss that. Mm-hmm. It is free.
The party is an exception. I think the party costs, but everything else is free.
I did make a misstatement. That and the dinner, and what I meant by party was just come to the thing.
Yeah.
And there are some people for whom the party and life, and I noticed that, which is very interesting. I've never seen that in my life before, but she said the party is something you'll never want to miss. Who'd have thought? She hates dancing.
Who said that?
My wife. She did on your email that she sent out.
Ah. Free prizes, Jerry. Free prizes.
Oh, yeah. That's what Ken
says. Oh, yeah. Wait till you see what those free prizes are. It's crazy what Ken Hankins does. To me, the best part of the whole thing is the Eagle Awards.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Watch what happens with those babies. But make sure your people are there. Now, here's some of the highlights that are going to be occurring. One of them is you have a tennis player who went to Wimbledon in doubles. Professional tennis player is going to be there presenting. Ed Weins. I believe Ed is still coming. I'll have to find out for sure, but his wife's funeral is on Thursday, and on Sunday he is leading worship services at his church in a memorial for his wife. Do you think that's going to have some emotion involved in it? The heart of Nikan is going to be there. You're going to have the worldwide CEO of Nikan, who has yanked this thing out of the fire and put it on a path. You're going to have the distributor of the year. You're going to have stories of people that are in your own backyard that have had these incredible, amazing things. You're going to see the Eagle Award. You're going to see stuff that will absolutely floor you, that we can make a living and make a tremendous way of life, and we get to do this stuff. It's crazy how cool this thing is going to be. Do not, if you have somebody that's going to even be on the periphery, there's going to be a medical panel, get them there for something, if not all of it. A free, or for them, free wellness preview on Thursday night with the distributor of the year.
Where will that be located? Is that at the hotel as well?
Right, same location. So Do I know what?
The times are? I haven't found anything that has had the times.
Generally, we like to have everything, but Marion has it, so she can check it out to check it to Tracy, and they can pop it out
to
the group.
Yeah. I just saw morning, evening, or morning, afternoon, evening, but.
Yeah,
are you coming?
What's that?
No.
Is Beck and Tracy coming from San Diego?
Uh-uh.
Oh. I've helped
him. Okay, well, here's a question for you, Tracy. If what we were talking about got accomplished and everybody had success, would you be there next year?
Yeah.
We'll meet you next year.
the next weekend, I'm going to go to Colorado, and we're having the same kind of thing. So.
Yeah. You think it will be? It'll be a phenomenal thing, but it won't be. You can't even imagine what the Montana Wellness Expo is like. It's not fathomable the depth of what this thing is.
Oh.
Come and stay with me, Chuck and Tracy. Just Marion. Thank you. Well, we should have planned.
Hey guys, I've kept you up too late. Go ahead. I've kept you guys up too late, but thank you for letting me sort of just spread my wings and open up, because this is what it's all about to me.
Thank you, Jerry. We appreciate it very much.
We like your passion. It inspires us as well. So don't ever think you're keeping us up too late.
Is that Eric?
I'd be on this call till 11 o'clock if I had to.
I know Jerry needs to go to bed. Oh, well, you know what I see a vision of? I see a vision of a celebration. Who here wants to be that seed that says, here's a team photo of this group? That's where Nikan started.
Yeah.
An additional... Even if it's just in a doubling of Nikan, an additional $600 million was done worldwide in 1 year as a result of that group that decided not to accept everything they had been conditioned to believe over their whole time, their lifetime, but they decided to be the ones that broke the mold and started that. Can you imagine the party we have? Where would it be?
The Atlantis Hotel.
And it would be because we decide. That's the only limiting factor. Russell, I want to be there with you, man.
Okay. This is the national team.
You guys, it is so big. But be ready to slosh through some mud. Will it matter?
Oh, it makes it sweeter.
Ooh, I love how you talk dirty like that.
Look the pictures.
That's good.
There are literally tens of thousands of families that are waiting for this team to make a decision.
Yep.
Can I read something I put together? After listening to something today on failure, because it kind of struck a chord with me.
Awesome.
Achievers and successful people view failure as an opportunity, such as, who did I meet? What did I learn? We are thankful for the opportunity to have experienced failure because it is a step up and empowering for the future. It was a learning experience we probably wouldn't have designed and indeed probably didn't even know we needed. So it was a gift. Practice your faith, have a thankful heart, and move through it.
Wait, did you say you read that or you wrote that?
I heard it and then it kind of jumbled through my mind and I wrote it.
Wow. That could be our motto.
And then the next thing that came into my mind was one verse in James that says, rejoice when you have trials. Mm. So.
All right, send that out. Anybody inspired by that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Send that to Chuck and Tracy. All right, you guys. This is where the coach walks away.
Good night, everyone.
This is where you guys come up with a way to do the extras outside of practice to make the championship happen. I'm honored to be a part of your lives, and I'm excited to see what you are going to create. God bless you. Have a good night.